pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, I'll ask the council to review the meeting minutes from our workshop on the 24th.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor? It passes and one abstains from not being. Sharon abstaining. Okay. In the new business section, item number one on the agenda is a CPL estimate for roadwork bid preparations. I had a meeting today with CPL to discuss those. The price to prepare that will take up to a couple of weeks to prepare due to the additional parties that are needed for preparing the bid. So no update other than they're working on preparing
it.
Correct. Okay. Are there any questions or comments?
Exactly how does that work?
So the intent will be that we get a proposal from the CPL group to prepare the bid documents, specifications of the road projects as we discussed. Once we have that bid to create that, call it the scope of work in the bid documents, the council would then vote to approve or disapprove the creation of the bid documents. Once, if approved, then we would work with CPL to create the full bid package and submit the project out for bid per requirements with the state. And then once the bids are received, we would also have them work with on the leveling process and the bid evaluation. Then that pricing comes back to the council to approve or disapprove of the road projects.
Are we required to take the lowest bid?
No. Not that I'm aware of. So the part, if they're truly apples to apples with all qualified parties, there wouldn't be a reason to, but sometimes there are differences in the way that projects are put together that could drive that decision different. Okay.
But they're not.
Say again?
They're not going to come up with an estimate on how much it's going to cost and all that.
They would not come up with the estimate until we send the work out to bid. Essentially, you know, without knowing, we can go through the exercises of working with a contractor to get estimates as to what the road projects will cost ahead of time, but we cannot, you know, depending on price points and where things fall, we have to follow the additional bid processes.
But we're still going to be responsible for working up estimates and all that.
Correct.
So we already have the money in the bank from the.
We do.
So we're, yeah.
This just formalizes the bid process. Okay. All right, and if there's nothing else, we'll move on to item number two in the agenda, which is updating the purchasing policy, which is an item that we discussed, I guess that was about a month ago, the initial round.
It was.
So we don't have council present tonight, which I think, I don't think we're ready to formalize any changes to the policy. We can make adjustments to this, and it doesn't necessarily have to be all at a time, so we can look at it a couple of ways. Like major changes, I would still want to continue reviewing, you know, working with council on the purchasing policy, but definitely like to discuss that for what we're, you know, how we're working through this now.
So we want to leave it just like it is?
We can make some changes.
I thought we had talked about making, that you had, or the mayor, whoever's the mayor, could make purchase up to 10,000.
That was one that was discussed.
I thought we discussed it at 5.
No.
I thought it was 10.
And we do have a draft.
Maybe I was wrong.
Well, that's, it says 3,000.
Yeah.
Well, that's a, that is
that
a
the original
so
draft.
This is not the official policy. That is, these are comments
these
that
are
written
what
up.
I made.
Correct.
That I looked at the one that we have, and I went by it and just put the numbers in that I thought looked good and wanted to bring them before the council as far as this is what a starting point.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about raising what the mayor can purchase, the clerk, and the maintenance employee can purchase. Right? Modifying all three?
That's correct.
Correct.
Because I was thinking like 1,000 for the clerk. And then maybe 1,000 for maintenance.
I'd probably leave that low right now.
Right now I think it's 300.
Right.
No, because you
go to
the 5 on this.
Right? Yeah, I put 5 on there. I raised it some, but like I said, that was a starting point mm-hmm. to just discuss. Okay. And I guess my question was, when I was even doing it, was I was wondering even about asking Kathy, is there times that you need to be approved for more than 500?
Not real common.
About 300.
That comes up a few times, the 300 mark, whether it's repairs on equipment such as, you know, weed eaters or lawnmower mm-hmm. parts and equipment. Mm-hmm. It's not all the time, but it is a more common.
So 500, it sounds like it.
It covers the majority.
It covers the majority of everything that they would need.
Correct.
For the maintenance, or are you saying for the clerk?
Is it one and the same?
The maintenance.
Maintenance. They're different.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they're
two different positions.
Mm-hmm. So maintenance, 500.
Mm-hmm. So the weed eater gets fixed, it's $500. Mm-hmm. Does Kathy authorize that? Do you send a check, or does Jerome send take
Jerome
the credit card?
Jerome can authorize it.
Well, he's mentioning like under the current process at $300. If it's in excess of 300, they would typically reach out, contact me, and we'd discuss that specific purchase.
Because a lot of times repair. I'm sorry?
We don't use a card and just swipe. We're not writing checks.
I'm just wondering about the process.
Do we write checks?
I wouldn't give the maintenance.
Well, that guy down there.
Hello.
Oh, the lawnmower dude?
Yeah,
the
lawnmower man.
I know. That's an outlier, though, I think.
That was just as an example
yes.
type of part.
So he's like, oh, by the way, it's going to be 540. So, you know, what? They're not good about giving estimates. That's why I was asking.
No, I get a phone call whenever yeah. something's
okay.
closing in on the $300 mark.
Are there a lot of phone calls?
No. I know it's happened, but maybe.
So what do you, I mean, what do you recommend? The two of y'all are the ones dealing with it. What?
I think the $500 mark works.
For maintenance?
For both parts.
The clerk and the town maintenance?
Correct.
What would work for you? 5,000 or 10,000?
I mean, I'd recommend it, the 10,000, 5,000. Those are beneficial, you know, from having to call the meetings. Every expense is completely known and explained through that part. So.
I'm thinking 10.
So you think 10 instead of 3 and not do anything about a emergency versus non-emergency?
Right.
I think it falls very similar from that.
So if it's over 10,000, then we have the
correct
the called meeting. Okay. I think that's okay.
So how much was that over the other day? Since I wasn't here.
9,000 something.
7,800.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the net between the two,
yeah.
It was just under 10,000 for one project and a reduction in the second project.
That's right, because I remember seeing it, and I think it was 7,000 and something, wasn't it? When the difference between the
correct.
Two.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very rare of any expenses of that nature. But, you know, at the times when we are doing that.
We are growing. Things are changing.
They are.
And just so y'all know, that from if you're looking at what I put here, I added up there in the mayor's absence that, you know, it would go to the mayor pro tem.
Correct. In the absence.
Because it's not in the other exactly what would happen. So I kind of changed the wording a little bit on all that.
No, if it goes that far, then we should have
A
bunch of us.
So we would need to know. That is a part that I flagged as a clarification for the council is what does that mean in the mayor's absence? I'm not looking today. I'm looking 5 years, 10 years down the road. What does that
Yeah,
what
other,
is the intent
other
behind
people
it?
Sitting in these chairs. It's not just, it's not related to the person in this position.
It's a,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So it's just defining in the absence of, meaning out of town, unable to attend the, you know, or unable to attend the meetings as necessary for the expenses. Mm. Just think of it, you know, down the road as a qualification, mayor's, you know, in the city, at work for a day or wherever, working and gone. So then you come in, Mayor Pro Tem steps into the office, makes an expense, and then steps back out of the office. I don't think that's the intent of what you're looking at. You know, under that type of scenario.
To me, your absence would be like you're on a cruise someplace on the other side.
Correct. That's
of the world.
Where I'm just mentioning clarification.
You know?
Yes. But just from a
if something comes up,
from a that 100% would meet that intent, but having a clarification in the policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually an example of it. So back to a question earlier you're asking procedurally with the road, you know, quotes to move forward with what we're doing from the consulting portion with the roads. Under the current process, because it'll most likely be greater than 1,000, we have to get the quote from CPL firm. I have to come back to the council with that quote to move forward with the roads that last meeting the council wants to look at from bidding out for the repair projects. So it adds that extra period of time where you either have to do a special call meeting or wait till the next planned meeting in order to move forward with those parts.
We couldn't do like we did on some other things, saying you've got the authority to.
You can, in one-off scenarios, we can do that as well.
Because that does slow everything down.
It does.
So do we need to make a motion on changing the purchasing policy?
I think didn't. Were you wanting to table it? Is what you were saying.
Well,
ago?
If the council's okay with making the adjustments to the existing policy, we can do that.
Sharon, where'd you get the $10,000 number? I didn't know if...
Just because what they were saying at the meeting...
Who's they?
Somebody was talking at the last meeting and said that some of the places...
Mason.
Yeah, Mason, how high different places were. And it was a whole lot more than the 10.
Yeah, I think he was saying 20.
Yeah, he was going at 20 and up was most of them. And so I came up with the 10. It was less than the others, but I felt like that we don't usually have a big problem.
Okay. So... So the suggestion would be to, on page two of the purchasing, bullet points 1 and 2 would be changed to 10,000. Bullet point 3 would be changed, both parts would be changed out to 500. Bullet point 4, both parts would be changed to 500.
But we don't write that many checks, correct?
Checks?
Checks. You were talking about writing a check. Do we write checks?
Mm-hmm. A lot of checks.
What? We're not using a card that we can get, like, cash back?
So do you write a check when a lawnmower needs to be picked up for repair or give the credit card?
Does that guy down there, or I have to use a check?
Okay, let's take him out of the... You don't find many businesses requiring checks.
If he goes to, what's the one in Winder?
Winder Outdoor Power.
No.
What, for lawn equipment?
We also wanted to add something about Mayor Pro Tem. Mm-hmm.
Oh. You want to do the wording of the draft, first bullet?
Well, he was wanting to clarify applicants a little bit more, so.
That's what I'm saying, if we want to just use
any maintenance, I'm not.
He wants to use the money. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be accountable for it.
So really, it would be an additional sentence
see it comes out of his account.
Added to for the clarification?
Or it could possibly just be added in the bullet point number one, I would think. Because it has to do with that.
So add it into bullet point one that the mayor pro tem in the mayor's absence, which is defined as...
So just that second sentence.
Not available within same day or not available within one business day.
Yeah.
But if your cruise is a long cruise...
No, meaning we're saying if the mayor is not available within one business day, that the mayor pro tem may step in and fill that expenditure.
Maybe one day.
We don't have to make that change today. We can adjust additional pieces as we see fit to the policy.
I mean, that sounds fine to me if everybody else is good with it. If one day you can't make it, then...
I don't see that that's an issue.
We don't need to address it today.
The one day thing, I don't.
Okay.
So just put in his absence or not put anything?
That second sentence in your first bullet on the draft, I think that's worded well, and that would work.
Which one?
The second sentence. On the first bullet of the draft.
Oh.
Well, the third sentence, in the event of an emergency or an issue.
Oh, I'm sorry, the third sentence,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
in the event of an emergency or an issue that could.
In other words, it wouldn't be up to the mayor pro tem if it's just something in general, but if it's an emergency or if somebody's life could be in danger because of it, then they have the right to okay.
So is this suggestion to use on the draft policy, line item one, but adjust it to $10,000?
And then add the third sentence from the draft. And then if later on, if we want to define absence anymore, so we can do that.
So it's the third and the final sentence. Okay. Just want to make sure I'm reading this correctly. Yes. So the motion would be to update on page two, bullet point one, replacing the $1,000 to $10,000. Bullet point number two would be replacing the 1,000 with 10,000. Bullet point number three, replacing the 300 two instances with $500. Bullet point four, replacing the two instances of $300 with $500. And adding a fifth bullet point that is, in the event of an emergency or an issue that could lead to harm of any individual, the mayor or the mayor pro tem in mayor's absence may make purchases of 10,000 or less without the consent of the council. There a motion to?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-1, all opposed? The record reflect voting.
Can we talk about the financials, or do we have to add that to the agenda?
This one needs to.
Huh?
I was thinking about that too.
Say
that. Can we talk about the financials, or do we have to add that to the agenda?
We need to add that to the agenda.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to add playground update and financials to the agenda.
So we'll do that as items number four and five. Okay. All in favor? I've updated the playground to be item number four and the financials to be item number five, as mentioned. Okay. Item number three is hiring CPL for code enforcement at $95 to $125 per hour is the rate. This was included within the contract that we have with CPL when it was done, but I wanted to just bring that to the attention of the council and make sure there's any questions and agree of using the CPL for the code enforcement at the $95 to $125 per hour rate as defined.
So are they physically going on site? Are
they
wearing
will.
A reflector vest, something that says
it will be marked and indicated, and I'm confirming the final pieces with our attorneys on, you know, as far as having the sworn deputized piece or whatever the correct terminology, phraseology is. But yes, they will be official code enforcement. Mm. Which
do they do that for other towns?
They do. Such as Mulberry that was newly formed,
mm-hmm.
is one of the locations. Mm. There are more locations that is done because it's such a part-time. As we remember our previous code enforcement cost, it was $100 retainer than $25 an hour.
Right.
For each additional. This falls into just on an as-needed basis.
Is there any way that we can recoup that price from the people if they continue to not want to abide?
We'll have to deal with that during the process of, as each individual situation were to unfold, as to how that looks.
I don't know if we have anything in writing anywhere that...
We do in the charter of those. There are fines that can be levied for non-compliance. again, the intent the whole time is to bring the residents and businesses into compliance. So.
Yeah, I wonder if we can, they don't come into compliance at least the first time, say, and tell them that they will be paying.
No, those are, you know, in speaking with the attorneys, that there is additional language that they're working on for the next portions, so. And that would be in all cases. So what we're looking for now is just to just make sure it's, you know, very clear with the council that we would be engaging the CPL firm as the code enforcement per the contract that's been previously signed at this rate for the enforcement whenever, if necessary.
So it's already in the contract, so I mean, we don't need to vote or do anything.
I would like to just call it out and just say that that they have the council recognize that we will use CPL for the code enforcement.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We're using CPL for code enforcement.
Okay, there a second? Okay. All in favor? That passes unanimously. Okay. All right, item number four on the agenda, the playground.
You know, the thought I had on the playground additions, and I'm assuming there might be park additions also, I'd like to get the council's input, is I'm developing a survey where we'll give the citizens who use the playground an opportunity to rank things from 1 to 5 in priority to them to get their input. And I'll have Kathy print out a bunch of them. Maybe Jerome can give out some every day. But you know, things like additional swings, roundabouts, additional tables, additional benches, maybe a dog park, maybe a basketball court, slides, another playground system. Some parks have two systems instead of one. Shade covers for playground systems are available. Spring riders, they're really cute. They're shaped like a bus, a fire truck, police cars, things
oh, yeah,
of that nature. Seesaws, climbers, mm-hmm. spinners, log tunnels for an eight-foot fallen balance beam that kids like to be on, tree stumps, you know, like to climb on, but all this stuff's pretty pricey, but I just wanted to get your all's input on stuff like that or additional stuff that I didn't mention. But one of the things I found looking at CoreCat's catalog is they do have shade covers for our system where we could put a shade cover.
That
you
would
know.
Be nice.
Yeah. But,
the slide's good.
So something that I had, forget which municipality it was, they created call it a citizens board, but they used some of the kids that use the playground to form a committee to help shape what the playground would look like.
Hmm.
Would that be something that the council would be open to? And you can find out who wants to do it through a couple of mechanisms, right? We can use the Facebook page and parents, and it would need to be residents of the
right.
town of Bethlehem.
Right.
And we can also put out something on whether it's SurveyMonkey or some other program where you have a QR code where they can scan while they're at the playground with a sign that would allow them to find out some more information about what we'd be looking for. Because those are a lot of really good ideas.
Those are. That's phenomenal.
I'd, you know, love to bounce that off of what the playground, the
end user.
Yeah, the QR code. That would be, because, you know, they're hanging out, chit-chatting while the kids are playing. They could do their survey.
Well, whether they do that survey or we get the, you know, the initial piece is get together a group of, say, 5
or both.
Youth. Or, yeah, both and run them together. I wonder if kids today understand the joy and pain of the seesaws and the little spinning things.
What about a mixture of parents and kids on the committee?
I would definitely be open to it. I think that's
it would be more, to me, it'd be more interesting to hear from the kids. You could have, you could moderate it, or have any parent moderate it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
They said that they had really good success by bringing the kids together, that it created a playground that they helped design.
I think that's awesome. I like it.
Any additional equipment ideas or park additions or?
There's, I mean, like the little zip line thing over in Winder, that's pretty cool. The climbing nets, we have about 9 or 10 playgrounds we go to.
Those are about $50,000.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't include it. But they'll probably be number one on the kids'
sure.
list.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Rock
I couldn't
walls.
Believe it. Web climbers is what they're
sure.
called.
But
if you guys have any additional thoughts, just call me, text me, email me.
No, but I would think if the council's up, you know, open to that, of working to create that committee of, you know, I threw out five. I don't know what the right number is, give or take. I know too large and it doesn't work very well, but
right.
having a group of highly motivated kids that want to participate.
I think we just still would like to have a bulletin board or some sort of thing at the playground and do the QR code, and also post that we're forming a committee or a team or whatever you want to call it, playground team, playground whatever, and they could contact
I guess
you.
We could post it, or we could go to Bethlehem Elementary and talk to the principal.
I would think we should start with a little bulletin board to go right there at the entrance to the playground.
We really do need that.
The Boy Scouts were working on that.
Are they? No, that didn't happen.
We can ask if there are any Boy Scouts
working on
a project.
That.
Eric could use some of his cedar stalks.
Yeah, we still need some sort of bulletin board down there, but that's our audience, are the people who are actually using the playground.
Correct.
No, they're usually 10 and under.
Kathy, didn't you
yeah,
give a set of plans for that to somebody?
I think I've sent you some stuff.
Yeah, no, but I gave it to you because I thought another organization was going to look into it, like the Boy Scouts, but I can't remember. It's been a while.
It has. I don't think there was. I talked to the troop that meets at the Y, and they didn't have anybody at the time that needed an Eagle project. I can volunteer Paul to build something. Poor Paul.
Since he's not here.
No, he came. He flew in last night. He's back.
He just got back.
Now that you're dead tired.
Yes, he's at home.
You got a post hole digger.
So, I guess the steps are, you know, we would need to create that group. I don't think that's anything we have to vote on.
Well, you got to find something that a child 10 or less wants to play on, because you don't want anything bigger than 10 on your stuff out there, or else they're just going to tear it up.
Yeah, a lot of playgrounds, they do have the little kid area mm-hmm. and then the older kid area.
The lily pads, that's our expenditure, that's always over 300.
We ain't even got them yet.
Just no monkey bars. I hate the monkey bars. I always you know, going across, least favorite.
Do you have any idea what a budget would be for this, put it in the budget for 26?
We can use our passport revenues.
That I don't.
Well, what you're looking at, what you've seen, and you've looked at the pricing, what do you think? I have no idea how much any of this would cost.
Just a tree stump that you can stand on is $4,500.
We can build that.
A four-seat seesaw is $10,000.
We can build that. We can do that ourselves.
You can do a four-person seesaw?
That's crazy.
Log tunnel, $8,900. You can build that.
We'll get a culvert.
And I was going to say,
yeah.
Get one of them big old pipes.
Set it on two sawhorses.
Some plastic ones and let them roll around in it.
correct me though, rescue funds can be used for the capital improvement such as the playground.
This is outrageous.
Is that?
It blew me away. That's why I started writing it down here.
At the very end.
You can get a new swing set. I don't know how big it is in comparison to that one for $20,000.
Yeah.
That was about $55,000, wasn't it?
Well, Harrison donated it, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
We paid for the swings. They donated the.
We paid for the mulch, we paid for the barrier, we paid for the labor and the swings, but it's probably gonna be a lot more now. So we'll just have to think about a budget.
I mean, $50,000 comes to mind initially.
I mean, kids are like.
That sounds like you might get two of those things on the list.
You could throw a box out there and they'll play with it all day.
A box sport.
Right, but if we, you know, can look at 1 year, reevaluate the budget.
No, just a regular box.
Work throughout this month to reevaluate the budget if we have, you know, $50,000 through there and then start planning each year, you know, if it's part by part, but kind of laid out into a phased approach for the plan overall.
Well, did we ever get the table put up that we already have?
Yes.
We did get it put up.
We put it up, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. Two benches and a table.
Okay. Well, I like
I don't play on the playground, so I
What's that?
I said I don't play on the playground. So
we frequent it a lot with the grandkids. Yes.
It was before your landscape project, whenever, I don't know when.
Okay. All right, so let's work on how we can get that group together. Kind of a youth committee to help youth playground committee. Okay. Anything else on the playground? Mm. All right, you'd ask for the financials to go in?
Yeah, I was wondering, do we have anybody that's, I was looking at the business licenses. Is everybody current other than the people that we've already cited on business license renewal?
I haven't got the storage facility. They changed hands and they're emailing the new owners to tell them they need to renew. I've called everybody that has not renewed, but it's mostly people that work from home.
Does the lawyer need to send them a letter or?
I always contact them.
She's been able to clear them up. I think we've got through this. Some people fall into March, which we're in now, but it's usually not too many stragglers. So if we don't, I'd say by next meeting, if we have people that haven't paid the business license fees, that we would.
Okay. What about the CDs? Are they any CDs coming due?
There's one. Rates are now down in the 4.5% or so. They continue to come down.
Yeah. Are we just going to let it roll over, or do you have? Do we need any of the money for the road projects?
So. Just a minute on that.
He said, are there any coming due?
Because the CDs that we have, we probably should just keep rolling. They're probably going to be the cheapest or the highest rate that I bank in.
Look at those SPLOST revenues.
The rescue funds will take care of what we're doing right now. And then we've got.
Nobody else is going to give us anything better.
$650,000 to spend on roads and SPLOST money.
$600,000?
Looking at all these accounts, $240,000, $190,000.
So we don't need to pull anything out of the
Not at this time.
I guess not.
Good.
Do we use the PO box? I mean, does anything come in?
Gotta make money somewhere.
That's all we use. We don't get mail at a physical address.
Oh, I guess I just stopped by, okay. Sorry. I guess I've mailed anything.
How much cash is in the general fund right now? Is that, 243,000?
Yep, that's the balance.
Shouldn't we roll some of that into a CD if we got enough?
With the road projects that's been asked about, you know, just thinking through what those could entail, you know, we'll start using up. And I know we do have a lot in the T-SPOS. How about, I will do a detailed analysis of those so we have it sitting in front of for the next working session. Right now we're positioned well.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were gonna use the T-SPOS money if we wanted to leave that cash sitting there, but I know it's making interest. Just not 4%.
A little over.
Or 4.5%, whatever the rates are.
So when it's saying the Georgia Power Star pole, $115.31, is that a month? Is
yep.
that for a month?
Yep.
It is, but it'll go back down.
When we turn off the light.
It gets up over.
That's the sign.
Oh, is that the sign?
Oh.
It's a sign too, but it still jumps up over $500 during the Christmas time. That's with the old bulbs. Once the new ones go in, it'll be a lot less of an increase. We do have a refund coming in from Georgia Power on that as well.
Okay.
For purchasing LED bulbs. I believe it's $251.
So we need the 243 in that bank account?
I'll put together that full analysis, kind of what we're...
Oh, is that what you said earlier?
Yeah.
Do you want to put it somewhere making higher interest?
It's staged in a way, but I don't have it in front of me today to show you.
I mean, the interest, you're only going to get it from, I think Ozark is probably the highest on the interest, isn't it?
They're all.
They always are.
Renaissance.
Yeah, I think Renaissance was lower, wasn't it? What's Renaissance?
Are there any other questions on the financials, or do we want to go through that part?
That's all the questions I had.
I like the cash flow report. It looks good. We're bringing in good money every month. We're bringing more than we're spending.
We are, but we've got some big expenses coming. Bigger.
Bigger. Okay. Are we having a workshop in March?
Yes, and we'll have that full financial so we can spend some time.
Okay.
Just discuss that financial strategy.
Okay.
When can we talk about the buildings across the street?
We'll add that to that agenda.
Hmm?
We'll add that to the agenda.
Next month.
Oh, you mean for the workshop this month?
No, I was asking
done.
When can we.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This
that.
Workshop for March.
For March.
Well, we'll walk around and work on the layout for campers.
Okay. Got it. All right. Was there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Doug? All right.
Good
Passes.
Job, Doug.
Thanks,
are we
everybody.
Meeting on the 24th or the 3rd?